A shot in the arm for general aviation's public awareness at a time when it's badly needed. I'm Paul Platt, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. My guest today is Bob Warner, who has taken on the volunteer chairmanship of a program called Fly for Life. This is going to be a spotlight shined on general aviation, but more importantly, on the public benefit aspects of it at EAA Air Venture Oshkosh this coming July. And it could not, frankly, come at a more timely point in general aviation's public image, what with the car makers getting beat up on Capitol Hill for having flown their private jets to ask for a government bailout. Mm-hmm. Bob, thanks very much for joining us today.
Great to be with you, Paul.
Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about what you do for a living, and I noticed that your return email address was at a domain called Aviation Lifestyle. Tell us what that is.
Well, you bet. I'd be glad to. My wife and I just recently started our own nationwide wealth coaching firm for aviators. The name of the company is actually Wealth Educators for Aviators. And so people can find us at wealtheducatorsforaviators.com. Aviation Lifestyle is my own personal domain name that I just thought was wonderful to have as an attitude for myself. So many other people have aviation lifestyle or desire or dream of having an aviation lifestyle, whether that means owning their plane, being a pilot, owning their plane, living with their airplane on a residential air park. And so our new business, since my retirement from EAA in February on the senior staff, our new business is about helping people understand how money works and specifically on how to stop transferring away money they shouldn't be or don't need to be to things like the federal government, to banks, and to finance charges, so they can spend that money on their aviation lifestyle and have fun with it instead.
Well, you know, it's great because anytime I'm in a group of people and we're being addressed by someone who turns out to be a pilot, almost invariably aviation comes up as one of the object lessons in the talk, because it makes such a great metaphor for so many other things in our lives. And in this case, aviation lifestyle, to me, twinkles a little bulb that says, you know, three-dimensional living in general.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. And we've been blessed in our lives to be involved. I've been a pilot since I was in high school. I've been with three different aviation organizations in senior management at AOPA, State Aviation Officials. I ran in Washington, D.C. for 7 years and then 16 years at EAA on the staff. And I've been blessed to be able to serve general aviation pilots in those capacities. And since my, quote, retirement in February, we wanted to keep on serving the general aviation community. And we think we can do that through helping them with lessons that we've learned about how money works and doesn't work, and how to keep more of it in their possession to improve their or fulfill their dreams of an aviation lifestyle.
All right. Well, let's move on to the Fly for Life program, because
sure.
let me start by reading directly from the EAA press release. The Fly for Life program will highlight both public benefit aviation activities and mission-based flight operations, with EAA working with the AirCare Alliance and the International Association of Missionary Aviation, among others, that represent more than 200 organizations. Who knew there were 200 organizations involved in this, Bob? I never dreamed the list would be that long, and it says here you're still looking for more.
Yeah, we are still looking for more. I think it's a conservative number, frankly. There are, just on the faith-based mission aviation side, there are probably 200 to 300 organizations that exist on a year-round basis. Some are very big and people have heard of them before, like JARS or Mission Aviation Fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
And others are a one-man, one-airplane, one-church mission that's using general aviation to serve others through a faith-based mission. And there's probably, in fact, IAMA has a database that is over 200, and that's, again, just faith-based. On the public benefit flying side, AirCare Alliance maintains a database also of both their members and others, and that's up in over 100 also. So we're looking forward to having a lot of folks celebrate what this is about, be recognized for what they do, and very important to us, to invite others to participate if they were unaware or unaware that they could be participating in some way.
Now, I know that there's obviously an overall need, ongoing need, to educate the general public about the benefits of general aviation. I remember a case just a little bit ago where one of the AOPA Airport Support Network volunteers managed to pull together a campaign that saved a little airport in Maine from being closed down. And there were people in the town who were willing to spend $3 million to close the thing.
Mm-hmm.
This, to me, suggests there's a lot of education to be done. How does your charge in this job, in other words, the description of what EAA wanted this event to be, or maybe you drove it from your side, but you can tell me either way, what part in this mosaic of public education does this event play?
It's very, very important. When we sat down and talked about having this as one of the three major features for AirVenture next year, myself and Tom Poberesny said, we got to be very clear about the goals that we have for the feature. And one of them is for public awareness beyond the aviation community. I mean, frankly, most people in general aviation, if they read any aviation publications or subscribe to any online news services at all, they're aware that certain organizations exist. Air Care Alliance, the Corporate Angel Network, Air Lifeline pilots, things like that, because they've read articles about it or they've seen articles. But we're also interested, very interested, in having the general public understand that these organizations exist. All volunteer. The flying is all volunteer, ground coordination and all that sort of thing is volunteer. And it's a way that general aviation, the generosity of general aviation pilots and owners serve much higher purpose, people beyond themselves, if you will. And so public awareness is very important to us. And we'll do that at AirVenture by virtue of people who will see and participate in parts of these activities and be aware of it. And fortunately, there are, as you know, over 1,000 different media folks that register at AirVenture every year. And mm-hmm. so the word will spread from all of them as well. And we look forward to not only the aviation media, but the non-aviation media that comes to the spectacle that is AirVenture, learning about this and learning how general aviation people serve others worldwide.
All right. When we come back from our break, Bob, I want to talk a little bit about the specifics of what will happen at AirVenture in
Great.
Connection with this project and who you're looking for and how they get a hold of you.
Okay.
My guest is Bob Warner, who is the volunteer chairman of Fly for Life at AirVenture this year. We'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Platt. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Do you feel stimulated? Hey, that's why Congress passed the Economic Stimulus Act of 2008, so loyal Americans like yourself would feel stimulated to help rev up the economy by spending money on important stuff like new Garmin avionics. We're talking potential tax incentives, bonus depreciation up to 50% in first-year cost allowances for qualified business use equipment purchases. See your tax advisor for guidance and your Garmin dealer for one whale of a stimulus package. It's almost like your patriotic duty, huh? Garmin, follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is general aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. Clarity Aloft headsets are known for the superior clarity of sound. They're lightweight but rugged enough to meet military specifications. Best of all, they boast better noise reduction than ANR in the speech frequencies that matter most to you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Paul Plack here today with Bob Warner, volunteer chairman for Fly for Life. It's going to be a week-long effort at EAA AirVenture this year to bring some public awareness to the benefits that the general public receives from general aviation. And Bob, I have to note that an event like AirVenture, just like it is for any kind of marketer or company or other organization, is 50% opportunity, 50% challenge. Because you have, if you're going to get your message across, you're competing with a lot of other messages in order to be in this marketplace of a whole bunch of people. How are you going to stand out? What kinds of activities will be conducted at AirVenture that will compete with some of the spectacular things we'll be kind of numb from?
Well, and a good numb it is, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
We are a couple of things. First is we're blessed to be one of the major features for the event. So in that regard, you're going to see a lot more publicity as we develop the specific activities and the central display for this feature that will be on Aeroshell Square and right in the center of things. You'll see more publicity from EAA and from all the participating organizations as the months go on. And so as a major feature, that in itself will get a lot of people aware of the activities and visiting the different sites and the different activities that are going on. And so we're looking forward to that. The other is that it's just a compelling story. And there are many people who participate in financially in supporting faith-based missionary work if they're not personally involved. And there are many general aviation pilots that are personally involved or have been once or twice as flying as a volunteer, transporting organs or transporting children to care centers or special, a lot of people know about Special Olympics and Cessna Aircraft's support of that. And so there'll be a lot of visibility in that way. Also, all the organizations will be, if you will, their own communication conduit, both to their members and supporters as well as to others that they communicate with. And this event isn't, I mean, this feature isn't really about the organizations themselves. It's about the actions that take place because the organizations exist. It's about the humanitarian efforts, the people that are served by others in general aviation. It happens to be that that's accomplished through organizations that exist on a year-round basis. And the organizations like Air Care Alliance and IAMA will be the ones that are helping us organize the specific activities.
You're almost going to need your own whole separate website just for what's going on in your little corner of AirVenture this year.
We do, and we're going to have one. We plan to launch in the next month or so, and it will have updates on, for example, what features will be at the Theater in the Woods, what speakers we'll have as we lock those things down. There'll be plenty of forums going on in the Forums Plaza at the AirVenture Museum. We'll have some of the presentations on the Hero stage in the Kid Venture area, Author's Corner. As those specific presenters are lined up, we'll be publicizing that on our own website. And we also want the website, which of course will be linked to and from EAA's AirVenture website, we want our own to be encouraging people that are aware of or have been involved in activities like this to know that they can participate. One of the fun things we want to do, which will be great, is that anybody that comes to AirVenture knows about the prop cards that say "Judge Me" on them.
Right.
There's also prop cards that say this aircraft flew 432 young eagles. We're going to have prop cards this year for AirVenture that say this aircraft has been used in public benefit flying and how many missions it's flown. So anybody anywhere on the grounds that's parked in the North 40 or wherever can come by the central display on Aeroshell Square, pick up a prop card, put it on the aircraft, and really have a sense of the recognition they deserve for participating. And it's also, for lack of a better word, it's promotional inside of the event to encourage people to go by the central display on Aeroshell Square.
Well, I was going to say, one of the assets you've been given to work with is some real estate adjacent to Aeroshell Square. It also says aircraft displays. You've talked about that, numerous forums and presentations, and an evening program. How much help do you have on this, Bob? It sounds like if you've got 200 organizations behind you so far, you probably will have a rich, deep human resource pool.
Absolutely. One thing, we're, again, this being a major feature of AirVenture, we're being supported by the EA staff. I meet with Tom Polberezny and the senior staff on a regular basis about the project. And we have all of their support from graphics and public relations and the editorial. You'll see more coming out in the EA publications in the months ahead. We'll be featuring people every week for the 10 weeks leading up to AirVenture that are involved in this type of humanitarian work. And again, promoting the activity at AirVenture. And then there's all the organizations that are helping as well. Many of the Air Care Alliance organizations are exhibitors, longtime exhibitors at AirVenture, as are the IAMA members, and all of them intend to sort of up the ante and increase the size of their display and their involvement, the number of aircraft they're bringing, the number of staff, and the number of volunteers in their organizations that they're bringing along. So the central display on Aeroshell Square will be the focal point, staffed by volunteers, that will tell the story of mission aviation from past, present, and future, and it'll talk about the public benefit aviation flying and how people can get involved in that if they're not already, and recognize them for those that are.
Well, I have to say, in an environment in which the airlines are trying to paint us as fat cats and Congress is trying to, you know, call any personal aviation done by, or I should say a business aviation done as a perk for individuals, it's kind of a misshapen image of general aviation that's getting all the press these days. And I think this will be a great move in the direction of straightening that out. EAA Air Venture Oshkosh is going to be held this coming year, July 27th through August 2nd at Whitman Regional Airport. And I guess, Bob, you'll be pretty hard to miss. I hope that as this unfolds, you have contact information now. Pick up the phone anytime you've got something new to report, and we'd like to stay on top of this with you.
Great, Paul. I appreciate the offer. We will definitely take you up on it, and we know that all the folks that that participate in listening to your podcast and your audio news and whatnot, we want them to know what's going on. We want to know about the update. Want them to know about the updates, and we appreciate your help.
Well, for our listeners right now who are sitting there anxious with pen in hand, what is the best way to get a hold of you if they're connected with an organization that may want to be a part of this?
The best way is by my direct email, and then I'll forward that. I'll handle it myself or forward it to the appropriate person with Public Benefit Flying or Mission Aviation, and that is bob@aviationlifestyle.com.
Bob, thanks so much for taking some time out for our listeners today, and good luck.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Appreciate your time, and look forward to chatting with you in the future and seeing you at Air Venture.
Bob Warner is the volunteer chairman of Fly for Life at EAA Air Venture 2009. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.